batter on the shooting star. Makes the whole world ring. Big guitar.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It's 82 degrees at 12 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Republican National Convention. I'm Daria Albinger. The first session is underway, and a vice presidential pick could be announced later today. ABC's Jim Ryan in Milwaukee.
It's rare that a potential presidential nominee would show up on the first day of the convention, but Donald Trump's plane touched down here in Milwaukee Sunday. Given Saturday's attempt on Trump's life and the suspense over his VP pick, Arizona delegate Michelle Alther says,
there's going to be a lot more excitement in the air. It was going to be a lot of excitement before, but I think it's going to go to another level.
The RNC schedule says the theme on night one is Make America Wealthy Once Again. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Milwaukee.
It is fair to say this won't be exactly the same convention organizers had planned. Today, Judge Eileen Cannon tossed out the classified documents case against Mr. Trump. And it has just been days since the assassination attempt on the former president's life. This is ABC News. Amazon Prime Days kick off tomorrow, and this year, analysts say it could be the biggest sales year ever.
Online sales on Tuesday and Wednesday will blow all records out of the water, according to a prediction from Adobe Analytics, which expects $14 billion to be spent online, not only at Amazon, but at all retailers that are going to be offering deals. Vivek Pandia, Adobe's lead insights analyst, says this week is critical for retailers.
Times like August and September can get a lot slower as consumers kind of recoup and step back a bit, try to pay down some of their expenses on travel and things like that.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
AT&T reportedly paid a hacker nearly $400,000 to delete stolen customer data. The company revealed the massive breach last week, saying it involved call and text logs from nearly all of its wireless customers. The ransom payment was allegedly made using Bitcoin. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Springtime is here, and maybe you're hurting after a long winter season. Does your back ache just looking at a lawn rake or hoe? Did you slip and fall during the winter? It's time to see Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel and be ready for warm weather and a great summer. Most insurance is accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel, your partner in helping you get the most out of spring and summer.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpson's Tractor, TC Auto Works, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 82 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for mostly cloudy to peaks of sunshine, warm and humid with a few light showers possible around midday, and a 30% chance of thunderstorms by late afternoon. Highs today will be in the mid-80s. Tonight, storms likely this evening could be strong, then partly cloudy with fog possible, a low of 64. And tomorrow, partly cloudy and a bit cooler, not as humid, with a high of 81. In Richland Center, the air is calm, and after a low this morning of 67, it's 81 degrees.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matren, President and CEO. I'm proud to announce that Reedsburg Area Medical Center has received this prestigious national honor for the fourth time. This is a testament to the remarkable people who tirelessly work each and every day providing exceptional care and service. I'm thankful to every team member who contributes to the culture, which truly makes RAMC one of the best places to work. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Tired of your old, worn-down cabinetry and ready for a change? Building and need quality, custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop by Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet. You might be surprised at how competitive our prices are, even compared to the big box stores. Check out their work on Facebook at Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC or visit us at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays by appointment. Foggy Bottom Woodworks, where quality meets craftsmanship.
Good afternoon. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Kickapoo River went over its banks and is in moderate flood stage after several inches of rainfall Saturday into Sunday. Flood warnings are in place for this week in Lafarge through tomorrow morning and Viola through Wednesday morning. Governor Tony Evers has declared a state of emergency for four northeastern counties hit by flooding. The flooding in Calumet, Outagamie, Wapak, and Winnebago counties breached a dam and caused evacuations in Appleton and Manawa. Between 4 and 6 inches of rain fell in Wapak County, with 5.7 inches of rain recorded in Manawa. The resulting rain-driven floodwaters opened a breach in a dam in Manawa along the Little Wolf River, temporarily driving residents from their homes. The state's Department of Health Services has been monitoring conditions at nursing homes since the flooding. Evers' order allows the agency to pay for extraordinary expenses, including repairs that can arise when a facility such as a nursing home is evacuated. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages private well owners to consider testing their drinking water after significant rainfall and flooding. Heavy rains can impact drinking water quality. Floodwaters and runoff contain bacteria and other contaminants that can affect private water supplies and cause the spread of waterborne illness. Wells located in pits, basements, and low-lying areas are especially susceptible to contamination, while owners who experience flooding or observe changes to the state, color, or to the taste, color, or sediment levels in their water following heavy rainfall should assume their well is contaminated and take the following steps. Stop drinking the water and find an alternate source of safe water. Disinfect your well. This procedure is best done by a licensed well driller or pump installer with the expertise and equipment. Before resuming water consumption, sample the well after pumping and disinfection to ensure its safety. Even without obvious signs of flooding, a well can become contaminated. The DNR's recommendations for private wells inundated by flooding webpage provides information on how to test and disinfect a private well after a flood event. Private well owners are encouraged to test their wells annually for bacteria and nitrates to ensure the water is safe to drink. The DNR's wells webpage provides more information on bacteriological contamination of drinking water wells and lists of licensed well drillers, pump installers, and labs certified to analyze water samples. Due to extreme heat that occurs each summer, especially when prolonged, the following Richland County cooling centers have been identified by Richland County Public Health. The Brewer Public Library in Richland Center will be open from 9 to 6 Monday through Thursday, Fridays from 9 to 5, and Saturdays from 10 to 2. The Woodman Community Senior Center in Richland Center will also serve as a cooling location during normal business hours, which are Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30. The Village of Iola office will be open during normal business hours from 8:30 to 4:30 and can make the senior dining site available during that time. The Viola Public Library will be open in the Viola area on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9:30 to 12:30 and 1 to 5 on Wednesdays and Fridays from 2 to 7 and on Saturdays from 9:30 to 12:30. The Lone Rock Community Library will be open Monday through Wednesday, 11 to 4:30, and Thursdays, noon to 5. Yuba Community Center. For more details and to gain access, contact Terry at 608-574-9547. And the Cazenovia Fire Department is available upon request by contacting Daryl at 608-983-2647. Officials will monitor the use of the cooling centers in the extreme heat to determine their continued need during this excessive heat event. The Cradwell Memorial Building in Muscadet is open today to use as a cooling center until 7 tonight. A protest group says it will be allowed to march near the Fiserv Forum during the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee this week. The Coalition to March on the RNC announced Friday it had reached a handshake agreement with the Milwaukee PD to march within sight and sound of the convention. The coalition says a member of the city attorney's office will be at the head of the march to make sure things go smoothly. A federal judge earlier this month refused to force the city to change its plan to prevent the march and instead move it several blocks away from Fiserv. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman is expressing confidence in security arrangements for the Republican National Convention. In comments to WISN's Upfront, Norman said that while it's not possible to plan for everything, the city has partnered with local, state, and federal agencies to ensure the safety of RNC delegates and the rest of the city during the convention. Norman spoke with Upfront on Sunday morning, hours after what the FBI described as an assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming also told Upfront that he's confident that this week's Republican National Convention in Milwaukee will be safe and secure. Tommy Thompson is all in on Donald Trump. In a Newsmakers interview with Wisconsin Eye, the four-term Republican governor predicted Trump will win a second term if he wins Wisconsin in November. Thompson said the Republican platform that delegates in Milwaukee will vote on reflects Trump's policy preferences. Asked why he thinks Trump is the right choice for president, Thompson did not cite policy, but rather Trump's ability to bring a crowd together. The interview took place before the weekend's assassination attempt at a Trump rally in Pennsylvania, in which one person in the crowd was killed. Donald Trump is expected to announce his vice presidential pick on the first day of the Republican National Convention. Trump told Fox News Channel host Brett Baer in a call he planned to make his pick today. The roll call vote to nominate that person is expected today. That's according to a person with direct knowledge of the schedule who spoke on the condition of anonymity. The person cautions that Trump could always change his mind. It remains unclear whether the assassination attempt Saturday at Trump's Pennsylvania rally has changed the former president's thinking about his potential second in command. Gas prices fell almost 4 cents per gallon over the last week. The average across the state today is $3.28 per gallon. This is 3.4 cents higher than a month ago, but 7.5 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Elections and who the president is do not affect the price of gas as much as politicians would like you to believe. Brittany Merlo reports.
Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, says,
so the conclusion we draw is gas prices don't really care about elections. They tend to be low some years. They tend to be high other years.
He says presidential administrations have very little short-term impact on gas prices.
A five-person panel has recommended removing former UW La Crosse Chancellor Joe Gao from his tenured faculty position. Gao was fired as chancellor by the UW Board of Regents after officials learned he was making pornographic videos online. The panel said Gao, quote, engaged in unethical and potentially illegal conduct and didn't cooperate with the school's investigation into his conduct, but said that Gao did not delete any evidence. The next step is a public hearing in front of the Board of Regents. The University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire has entered a partnership with a manufacturer and the Department of Defense to develop equipment that doesn't rust or suffer damage in harsh environmental conditions. According to a WEAU report, corrosion, like rust, costs the United States Navy a great deal of money each year, and officials are hoping the university will be able to help them solve that problem. The experiments will involve students at the school, giving them hands-on research and problem-solving experience. $6.1 million is the cost to replace traffic lights around Madison. The city has been awarded grant money from the Carbon Reduction Program that allows for a five-year plan to update the city's traffic lights and signals. The project consists of two major switches, changing LED lights and updating traffic signal controllers. Madison will be updating over 12,500 traffic lights in an effort to make them last longer, be more visible, and have less failures. The city claims the process should not interrupt day-by-day traffic very much, and people will see the project start to develop this fall. Madison officials are warning of a scam targeting homeless individuals in southern Wisconsin. The Madison Homeless Consortium says a flyer circulating on social media claims that people can sign up for assistance applying for subsidized housing referred to as Section 8. The message lists a false website that people can apply for that aid, but in reality, it's there to harvest their personal data. They remind people not to click on random hyperlinks in their social media and be wary of any website asking for a lot of information from you. A former Waupun correctional nurse is ordered to stand trial in the death of an inmate. Gwendolyn Vick has pleaded not guilty to a felony abuse charge in connection to the death of a man at the prison in 2023. Vick allegedly canceled a request for medical care for inmate Cameron Williams after another nurse said he needed health services. A witness at Vick's preliminary hearing in Dodge County Court Thursday said Vick felt Williams was just trying to go to the hospital so he could leave the prison. Williams was found dead after requesting help from staff. His cause of death was later determined to be due to stroke. Vick is one of eight prison employees, including former warden Randall Hepp, charged in connection with the death of two inmates. It's 81 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 1219. The River Valley School District recently surveyed residents on its failed referendum. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
WCCU strives to protect you and asks that you share this information with parents, grandparents, and others. Locally, we've seen a rise in illegal spoofing techniques. A fraudster uses caller ID to make a call look legitimate. If you answer a call and it is not who you expect, hang up. Do not rely on your caller ID. Also, never assume that an unexpected call is legitimate. If you receive a call asking personal questions or wanting to engage in conversation, hang up and call back using a reliable number on a bill, statement, or by using a local directory. As fraudsters continue to use these malicious, sneaky techniques, WCCU Credit Union encourages each of us to be vigilant and help spread the awareness to others.
Helping you feel a better life, WCCU Credit Union, feel so right.
Attention truck drivers, Allied Ready Mix of Muscadet & Plain is hiring. They're looking for a responsible, fully certified, full-time Ready Mix truck driver. You can drive out of either the Muscadet or Plain plants, work Monday through Friday with 40-plus hours a week, enjoy competitive wages, health, dental, and vision insurance, 401k, and paid holidays. To apply, call 608-723-3396 or visit their Facebook page. That's Allied Ready Mix at 608-723-3396. Join their team today. Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It's 81 degrees in Richland Center at 1222. The River Valley School District recently passed out a survey on the failed referendum. Here's Michael Hernan with more on that story.
The survey results on the previous failed referendum have been finalized and ready to be determined. River Valley School District Superintendent Lauren Glassbrenner discussed the process of analyzing the results.
The survey results were just finalized on the 1st of July. So those results are in, and the company that we've been working with, which is FEH Architectures out of Dubuque, Iowa, will be tabulating all those results and kind of doing what we call data mining, if you will. It's taking apart little pieces of it so that we can take a look at age, we can take a look at location, we can take a look at whether they voted, we can take a look at all the preferences. And now from that survey, we can dig into what do particular age groups want, or what do particular residential locations want? Is what Spring Green wants for their district different than Arena wants? Is what Lone Rock wants for their district different than what Plain wants? So again, one of the gifts I get is I have four unique, wonderful communities, but they all have different needs and wants and personalities. And so it's taking all that data together and really trying to push it out to get to the preferences of what everybody can agree upon, which is not easy, I will say, but I do believe that the survey will give the school board, the River Valley School Board, a lot of information.
One of the main purposes of the survey is to study the demographics. The district wants to know what age groups and what areas respondents were in.
It's a lot of information that will come in, I hope, and I really believe that it will be really telling. It will tell us that a certain, I'm assuming, because I haven't been given the data yet either, but I'm assuming there will be certain age brackets that want certain things. If I'm 35 to 45 and I've got little kids, my needs are going to be different than if I'm 65 and retired on a fixed income. So I'm guessing that those age brackets are going to give us a lot of different information. And I think it will allow us to also take a look again at the Sauk County, Iowa County, and Richland County demographics to say, okay, I've got mainly young adults living in Sauk County. I've got aging adults living in Richland County. I've got a mixture of adults living in Iowa County. And it's going to allow me to really dig into those, I guess, data sets and really dig into what the folks in the River Valley School District want and need.
The survey results will be announced this week.
Those results will be shared this Thursday at our regular school board meeting, which will be held at 7 o'clock at River Valley Middle School in the LMC, the Library Media Center. And so, again, that's the Thursday school board. And we're just going to take a look at those results and make sure that everything is there for us to learn from.
The River Valley School District plans to have another referendum in the next upcoming school year.
That next operational referendum will be coming out in April. So it'll be in the 25 school year. April of 25, we will be having an operational referenda. And I was clear with folks about that as I talked to them about this last capital referenda as well. So again, yep, that will be coming. And again, we have to do those things.
School funding is a major factor in making referendum decisions. Here's Glassbrenner's thoughts on school funding.
School funding is not fair. The amount of school funding that goes to large growing populations like a Middleton Cross Plains or a Wanakee or a Sun Prairie, they have money to hire administrators and all sorts of programming and pretty much anything they want. And I don't mean to say anything against those districts because I think they're great districts too, but they have funding resources based on population growth that rural districts don't have. When you look at Weston, when you look at Richland, and you look at River Valley, which are the three in basically Richland County, we are destined to only use the funding for the people that live here. And when Richland County in general has declining population trends, which it does, that means the people that are here, you and I, end up paying a bigger share of the cost for those schools. So the costs don't go down. Insurance goes up, gas goes up, food prices go up. Those go up for a school district too, and the population goes down. So what happens is then that burden becomes increasingly more for the people that are here. And I believe in schools. I always have. So I will always, you know, fight to fund those at a greater capacity. What I truly believe needs to happen is as a state, we need to take a huge view at school funding and look at it differently. Maybe we shouldn't fund it off of property taxes so much. Maybe we shouldn't fund it based on local taxes as much if we have new statewide requirements. You heard me talk about Act 20. You heard me talk about new curricula needs that might be there, new screener needs. All the new things that come with that come unfunded. The state says you need to do these things and then they'll throw out, and I'll make up a number, like $20 million. Well, $20 million across 421 districts doesn't really meet the needs of the state. It's just not enough money. So again, I'll go back to, I think that there are some legislators that need to put their boots on and really dig into school funding and find a better way to do it.
Glassbrenner wants to thank everyone that participated in the survey.
So again, to those folks that took that survey, just really a huge thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to put it in there. Many of them, many folks mailed it to us at the district office, and we made sure it was in local newspapers as well as kind of the shopper stopper, if you will, to make sure people could get it to us. And a lot of those came in, and we're just so thankful for them sharing their wisdom, sharing their insights, and we'll do our best to take it all together and learn from it and do what we can to move ahead.
For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
Wisconsin's 77th Alice in Dairyland is on the job. Oconomowoc native Haley Heinzel will spend the next year promoting farms, farmers, cheese, and everything agriculture. She says she got her start in agriculture in high school and was a member of the Future Farmers of America. That turned into a life sciences communications degree at UW-Madison. Alice in Dairyland is a one-year ambassadorship position with the State Ag Department, and Heinzel will be giving speeches at schools and doing interviews with the media. Richland Center Water Utilities has announced the intersection at 9th and Park Streets will be closed today. To get to the Richland Center landfill, it's best to take Highway 80 North to Industrial Drive. Richland County Highway ZZ is closed today until 3:30 for culvert replacement. The closure extends from County Highway 8 to Huth School Road. The Muscadet-Avoca Blue River Lions Club has announced its latest calendar raffle winners. Friday's winners of $50 each were Bill Hasberg of Muscadet on ticket 323 and Emily Wake of Stoughton on ticket 986. Saturday's winners of $100 each were Heather Varney on ticket number 64 and Bill Hasberg on ticket number 221, both of Muscadet. Sunday's winners of $200 each were Amy Steadley of Muscadet on ticket number 1059 and Sue Porter of Spring Green on ticket number 720. It's 81 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 1229. Today's vital statistics are next.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's the season for savings from Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get special offers, hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all sizes, from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors, and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Ready to keep you on track this season with excellent parts and service.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's 81 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:31. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Beverly Jean Bev Miller, 88, of Ithaca, died last Monday at home. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will follow at the Willow Valley Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 4 until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. The family requests that memorials be made to the Willow Valley United Methodist Church or GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. Bev Miller is survived by her husband of nearly 70 years, Lemuel Jr., four children, Steve and Sharon Miller of Rockbridge, Mark Miller of New Mexico, Vicki and Aaron Kimberlin of Peoria, Arizona, and Paul Miller and Venari Ung of San Diego, California. 10 grandchildren, 18 great-grandchildren, her sister, Shirley and Arnold Ludwig of Macon, Georgia, sisters-in-law, Jane Fry of Elkhorn, and Janet and David Neef of Lone Rock, special friends, Gaylord and Marie Willis, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Beverly Jean, Bev Miller, 88, of Ithaca. Virgil Andrew Smokey Niles, 79, of Highland, died Tuesday at St. Mary's Hospital. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Tuesday at Christ Lutheran Church in Highland. Burial will follow at Highland Public Cemetery. Friends may call at the Christ Lutheran Church today from 4 until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. The McGuire Peterson Houck Funeral Home Highland is serving the family. Virgil Niles is survived by his wife Phyllis, four children, Penny and Mike Price of Dodgeville, Joey and Kristen Niles of Stitzer, Sherry and Mike Brokish of Dodgeville, and Laura and Mike Anderson of Highland. 10 grandchildren, two step-grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, a brother, Kenny Niles of Highland, sister, Doris Smith of McFarland, sisters-in-law, Sharon and Donnie Martin of Bellevue, Iowa, and Sharon Hadley of Durango, Iowa, nieces and nephews, and other family and friends. Virgil Andrew Smokey Niles, 79, of Highland. Donald B. Hanko, 73, of Cazenovia, died last Monday. A funeral mass will be held at 3 Tuesday at St. Anthony's Catholic Church, rural Cazenovia. Burial will be in St. Anthony's Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. Anthony's Catholic Church Tuesday from 1 until the time of service at 3. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Anthony's Catholic Church. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family. Don Hanko is survived by his nieces, Lisa Laverty, Tammy Fowell, Julie Potts, and Kristen and Bill McAlpine. Many great nieces and nephews and other relatives and friends. Donald B. Hanko, 73, of Cazenovia. Marjorie Grandstaff, 100, of Yorkville, Illinois, died Wednesday at Alden of Waterford Rehabilitation in Aurora, Illinois. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A live stream of the funeral will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will be at the Felton Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Survivors of Marjorie Grandstaff include three daughters, Cheryl Gustafson of Ashland, Dixie and Charles Gump of Yorkville, Illinois, and Margene and Steve Lamb of Racine. Seven grandchildren, eight great-grandchildren, her brother, Bill and Patricia Harris of Soldiers Grove, and numerous nieces and nephews. Marjorie Grandstaff, 100 of Yorkville, Illinois. Penny Lane, Pennell Starkey, 54 of Boscobel and formerly of Fenimore, died July 5th at her residence. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 2 until 5 at Kim's Silver Dollar in Boscobel. The Larson Funeral Home of Fenimore is assisting the family. Penny is survived by her son, Corey Eden of Appleton, her mother, Jean, and stepfather, Don Mesera of Eastman, stepchildren, many step-grandchildren, three siblings, Dennis Bellis, Debbie Caudill, and Jeffrey Eden, her companion, Tony Lee, special friend, Rhonda Dowell, and many dear friends. Penny Lane, Pennell Starkey, 54 of Boscobel, formerly of Fenimore. Frederick W. Fritz Lucky Stitzer, 83 of Fenimore, died Friday at Dove Healthcare in Fenimore. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Fritz Stitzer is survived by his daughter, Kathy, of Washington State, a brother, David W. Stitzer of Boscobel, a niece and nephews, many great nieces, and special friends Jack and Kathy Dunlap of Palmer, Alaska. Frederick W., Fritz Lucky Stitzer, 83 of Fenimore.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International Tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Shop local and save big this July with the red, white, and refresh sale at A Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Get 10% off all mattresses for the best night's sleep. Enjoy 15% off all bedding to complete your bedroom makeover. And don't miss 20% off all decor to refresh your home. Visit us at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where quality meets savings. Follow us on Facebook for access to exclusive deals. Cannot be combined with other offers.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Mike and Laura Campbell, Nick and Margot Lawinger, Rod and Helen Perry, Gary and Mary Gutknecht, and Bill and Christy Troxel. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a band of thunderstorms that was over Minnesota earlier this morning has weakened considerably, but it's bringing some heavy clouds to our area and even a few sprinkles, especially to the northwest part of the region. That will fall apart early this afternoon. It will be fairly warm and sticky. Then we do expect some stronger storms to erupt somewhere in Minnesota, Iowa, into western Wisconsin by late afternoon. As a front moves in from the northwest, there should bring a pretty heavy line of storms across southern Wisconsin this evening. Some may have high winds, hail, heavy rainfall, and plenty of lightning, so definitely stay alert and be prepared to move to a place of safety this evening. Once that pushes away, we should have pretty quiet weather for most of the rest of the week. You'll notice cooler and less humid air dipping in from Canada as well. Should be some delightful July weather to get out and do your favorite activity. Here's a forecast for the rest of today. Mostly cloudy to sun peaks, somewhat warm and humid. A few light showers or sprinkles possible around midday, with a 30% chance of thunderstorms by late afternoon. High temperature in the middle 80s, wind variable 3 to 10. Tonight, storms likely in the evening, some could be strong, then partly cloudy with fog possible, low at 64. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, just a touch cooler and not as humid, high near 81, northwest wind up to 10. Heading into Wednesday, partly cloudy and comfortable, high in the mid-70s. Thursday, sunny and mild with a high near 77. Friday, sunny and nice once again, high 81, the humidity still low. Saturday, partly sunny and slightly warmer, there's a small chance of a shower late, high 83. And Sunday, mixed skies and more humid, spotty showers or thunderstorms possible, high near 83. Low temperatures in the period will be mostly in the 50s, but perhaps warming to 60 by Sunday. Have a good afternoon. Again, stay tuned for updates with some storms likely by this evening. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
It's currently a cloudy 82 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 86, our low this morning was 67. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 82. The record high for this date, set in 1988, is 100. The record low 40 was set in 1967. Last year's high was 83 with a low of 63. Sunset tonight will be at 8:40 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:36. Currently in Richland Center, we have southerly winds 1 to 3 miles per hour. The barometer is down slightly to 29.80 and no precipitation to report. It's currently a cloudy 82 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
This ain't your grandpa's FFA. That's next on Farm to Fork.
If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
What started nearly 100 years ago as the Future Farmers of America is now officially known as the National FFA Organization. FFA has nearly a million members across all 50 states, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, exploring the universe of food and agriculture. Chief Program Officer Christine White.
We've got students who are very interested in politics and law. Well, most of our corporate partners and corporations within the industry need lawyers and policymakers to work on those different pieces. And so it's really trying to find students and meet them where they're at and then show them the opportunities that are available through the agricultural field and then give them real life experiences.
At one time, FFA served as a high school training program for farmers. Today, says White, it's that and so much more.
It's really starting to understand where are students that are in this Generation Z that are coming through, and how do we align some of our programs, our marketing, our communication tactics that really align with the values of young people today. They're very purpose-driven. So being able to lead with, this is how you will make an impact in the world and make a change, we have found has been very beneficial.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
I'm Brent Barnett with the latest agribusiness news on Brownfield. Bred to defy expectations, Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans have the whole industry feeling their impact. Learn more at pioneer.com/new era. Nutrient loss is occurring in the wettest parts of the Corn Belt. AgroLiquid national agronomist Stephanie Zelenko says excessive rains have resulted in delayed planting and replant situations.
As I travel the country, crops just aren't progressing as quickly as they normally would. And that just leads to other challenges as far as nutrient management or even, you know, pest management throughout the season.
She tells Brownfield nitrogen leaching is a concern.
So making sure that we have all the nutrients that we need. And that just kind of goes into that step two is, you know, how do we make adjustments for those that we may have lost or that nutrients that we may not have gotten out there when we originally would have intended to at planting time.
Zelenko says farmers are having to get creative when making in-season fertilizer applications, with drones becoming a popular choice. Farmers are seeing heavier, more irregular rains. Brownfield's Jared White reports.
The Illinois State Climatologist says rainfall events are becoming more intense and more sporadic. Dr. Trent Ford tells Brownfield.
When we do get rain, especially in the warm season, because that's when we can get the right dynamics to create the heavy rainfall, it's falling just heavier overall. So we may get 2 or 3 inches, but it falls in an hour instead of 12 hours.
He says farmers are having to adapt.
From a erosion and soil conservation standpoint, when you have that much rain falling in a short period of time, it has a lot of power. It has a lot of energy with it. And so it has a higher erosion capability as well as a higher runoff capability.
Ford says conservation practices that enhance soil health can improve a field's water holding capacity. From the Association of Illinois Soil and Water Conservation District's annual meeting in Springfield, I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
There's consumer confusion around lab-grown protein. Iowa Cattlemen's Association Executive Director Brian Whaley tells Brownfield that's because it's referred to by several names.
All of those things are confusing. I mean, I've heard everything from it's fake meat. Some people have called it just goop. Lab-grown protein is I think, one of the ones that has been the most popular in things.
He says he's also heard cell-cultured protein and alternative protein.
You'll hear all those things. I've tried to stay with the lab-grown protein myself. I just think that does a better job of identifying exactly what that is.
U.S. turkey hatchery numbers dropped during the month of June. USDA says there were 23 million turkey eggs in incubation at the start of July, a decrease of 15% on the year, partially due to producers trying to improve their bottom lines and the discovery of highly pathogenic avian influenza being found in some commercial flocks. USDA projects 2024 turkey production at 5.2 billion pounds. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Grammy Award-winning Brothers Osborne, live in concert. State Fair Main Stage, presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Sunday, August 4th, with special guest Sarah Evans. Get tickets now at WIStateFair.com. Their self-titled album, Brothers Osborne, is available everywhere. Brothers Osborne, live in concert. Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. I know I am totally biased, but we have a super cool hardware store. Where else can you buy groceries, hardware, and booze all under the same roof? Don't you feel like you're always running, hurrying here and there and trying to keep the house clean, the kids clean, and the fridge stocked? Trust me, I know what it's like. And that's why my crew and I do our best to make your stop at Aiders quick and productive. We are happy to spend some time in the plumbing aisle with you or talking through the connection on that new faucet or recommending the best pest control for your garden and lawn. We'll even tell you what not to buy, like primer. You don't need it to change colors. So please, enjoy your summer. Smell the roses. Yes, we have some lovely ones for sale. And remember, we are happy to help with all those honey-do lists. Aiders is your summer project headquarters and your great big store with small-town smiles.
A slow start for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs are lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade is quiet, typical for a Monday, as buyers and sellers prepare for the week's business. Bids and asking prices have yet to surface. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the latter half of the week. Last week, deals in the South were up mostly $188 live, $2 to $4 below the previous week's business. Northern dress deals were up mostly $312, about $2 below the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Box beef has mixed at midday with late to moderate demand for fairly light offerings. Choice down 65 cents at $321.41. Select was $1.10 higher at $303.32. In South Dakota last week, feeder steers and heifers sold with higher undertones. The USDA says demand was very good for feeder cattle despite the weakness in the futures complex. Receipts were up significantly on the week and up on the year. Medium and large one feeder steers, 854 to 899 pounds, brought $243 to $272. Feeder steers, 902 to 949 pounds, brought $241.75 to $259.50. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 711 to 742 pounds, brought $249 to $273. And feeder heifers, 900 to 947 pounds, brought $220 to $241. Cash hogs are lower at midday with decent negotiated purchases. Processors typically don't start the week very aggressive in their procurement efforts, so business right now isn't a surprise. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been relatively strong, which does help provide price support. But the combination of ample supplies of market-ready hogs and heavy hog weights means there is plenty of pork available. And that doesn't help the price picture. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct are down $1.14 with a weighted average of $82.59. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are $6 higher at $66. And pork values were weak at midday, down 19 cents at $98.65. Hams were sharply lower. Butts were also lower. Picnics, bellies, loins, and ribs were higher to sharply higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
We can have a positive impact simply by using our fuels, and we need to get that word out.
Have you listened to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast?
So it's always a good place to start. I love telling the story.
Clean Fuels Alliance America is connecting you to experts who take you behind the scenes to learn the latest on biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel.
It really touches every aspect of our society, from just living our everyday lives to driving to flying. It's everywhere, and it's everything we do.
Don't miss the testimonials.
Without biodiesel and renewable diesel, the LCFS program would not have succeeded.
And opportunities for farmers.
I'm really excited about cover crops. I think they have a tremendous boost to the soil health.
The benefits keep growing.
Let's not wait for zero. Let's do something responsible today.
Subscribe and listen today to the Better Cleaner Now podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Better Cleaner Now.
LED lighting provides important social benefits, such as higher productivity at work, increased road safety, more effective school learning, and an enhanced sense of well-being and comfort at home, in buildings, and on the streets. Walsh's Ace Hardware can help with all the needs of LED lights. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Richland Center for more information.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Cattle are higher. Hogs, corn, and soybeans are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Soybeans are down today on speculative and technical selling. Bean oil's lower following global vegetable oils and there's speculative pressure in meal as well, while China's slowing economy could impact demand. Export demand continues to be slow, but crush demand domestically is good. August beans are down 25 at 1080. September's 24 and 3 quarters lower at 1034. August bean meal's down 550 at 333.30. August soybean oil's down 14 points at 46.51. Corn's lower. Development conditions generally look favorable with a wetter, cooler pattern on tap for many areas. Demand's good, but old and new crop supplies are ample. September's down 10.5 at 391.5. December's 9.5 lower at 405.25. And wheat's lower. The USDA last week raised its winter wheat production guess and new crop ending stocks. There's also pressure from lower global prices led by Russia. September Chicago's down 18.5 at 532.25. September Kansas City's 12.5 lower at 555.25. September Minneapolis wheat's down 16.25 at 581.25. Live and feeder cattle are higher, with feeders in the lead on the lower corn, getting ready for direct business and the on-feed numbers, which are out on Friday. August is up 20 at 182.57, and October live 7 higher at 184.15. August feeders are up 70 cents at 259.35. September's $1.15 higher at 259.25. And hogs are lower, with the modestly lower midday move in pork. Cash business is mixed. August is down 30 at 88.15. October leans 85 lower at 69.27. Follow us on X at Brownfield. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? The earth really needs them to hoof it. The environment is always the best excuse. Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. Brought to you by WildAid.
How Unpicked Produce provides a sustainable solution for plastics. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Southwest Indiana-based AgroRenew, a bioplastics company, will turn produce that can't be sold in the food supply chain into a bioplastic that's better for the environment. Founder and CEO Brian Southern explains why produce like cantaloupe, watermelons, and pumpkins are a good fit.
We're making a bio-based PLA and a starch-based plastic. What's really nice with, you know, the rinds of the watermelon cantaloupe, pumpkin. There's a good starch content. There's pectin. There's cellulose base. So those are chemical properties that we can utilize in our overall formula. It takes several different types of biosources to get all the necessary chemical elements to combine and blend together and then extrude out as a viable biodegradable resin plastic. So that those chemical elements in this give us a nice foundation for being one of the biosources. And just, it's a heavy product, so being close to it just makes a lot of sense for us.
He says initially they plan to procure about 100 million pounds of food waste each season. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
This is Phil Nee from WRCO, reminding you Wisconsin's fall primary is August 13th, right around the corner. Make a plan to be a voter in every election. Your vote matters. To learn more about who and what is on your ballot this August, where your